This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 188 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are wrapping up our Cruising with Tom month. So this is our last Tom Cruise movie. Now, Alex, it's a little sad because I feel like it's been a pretty good month of movies. We have not watched a single one that we gave a really low score to. They were all good and fun, right? I mean, a lot of sci-fi, little Night and Day, little rom-com action pretty much. This week, we're wrapping it up with another sci-fi action movie, Tom Cruise. That, you know, he's either doing Mission Impossible or Jack Reacher or a sci-fi action movie, it seems like. And this is no difference. This is 2014's Edge of Tomorrow. This is, of course, directed by Doug Liman, who did direct the aforementioned Mr. and Mrs. Smith, among some other movies. Of course, stars Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. So, Alex, I know you recently watched this. How long ago was that you watched it before this review?
I remember buying it. I brought it off of you because you were selling the Steelbook. So I picked that up. And that was the first time watch. Like putting in the blue, I saw the Blu-ray first. Yeah. And then next thing you know, they announced the 4K, which I was like, it is what it is. But a few months ago, I got to say 4 months ago, I guess it could be accurate 4 months ago. That was my first time watching this movie. I was like, holy crap. I was seeing it. And it's very interesting when we sit down and talk about
it. So when I was watching this, I came to the realization that I don't think I've seen this movie since it came out in the theater. I bought that Steelbook. I bought the Blu-ray, but I never put it in. But I had it. And then I bought this 4K, and I literally just watched it for this review. So this was only the second time I have ever seen this movie. I'm looking forward to discussing it. You're looking forward to discussing it. But before we do, let's get you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. Now, I mentioned on the last episode that this week we have some high scores. This movie got really good reviews as well. This has a 91% critic score, and it also has a 90% audience score. So I will say, I do tend to agree with that audience score because everyone that I know personally who has seen it is always like, oh, that's an awesome movie. That's a great movie. I don't know anyone personally who's like, oh, Edge of Tomorrow, I hated that movie. I didn't like it. You know what I mean? So 9 out of 10 people like it. I believe it. I think I only know I know all the 9 out of 10 that enjoy it. So is that your experience as well? Like, I think before you saw it, you had only heard good things about it.
Yeah, everyone was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. You never saw it. It was right up your alley. This is like, it's one of the best movies that came out of, 2014. And I was just like, really? I was like, all right. I was like, cool. I'll get to it whenever I get to it. But yeah, it was the biggest talk of the town.
Well, you got to it now, and we're going to review it. So let's throw away those critic scores, audience scores. They don't matter. We're going to give you our scores. You're going to go first, and you're going to be first reviewing our lead character now. His name is Cage. He has a first name, but IMDb just lists him as Cage. He is, of course, played by one Mr. Thomas Cruise. Alex, take it away.
He's good. Actually, he's really good. His character is very, the cool thing about his character is it's very progressive. Like when he starts off, the movie starts off with him. He never went to war before. They threw his ass into a war. He's like, I don't want to go. And he's trying to find a way to get out of it. And he gets this alien blood on him. And now all of a sudden he goes back in time to kill him. And then he progressed to get better and better. And then he becomes an action star that everyone knows him for. It was really good. He was very well. And the cast around him, I think that's what made this movie really good, right? You got Bill Paxton, rest in peace. He's in this movie as one of the guys. You have Emily Blunt, which is the co-star, which technically should be Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise, but this is Tom Cruise month. Yeah. But they worked well together in this movie. You have a lot of other supporting actors and actresses in the movie that worked very well. But Tom Cruise as a whole, his character was very unique in a way that he started off not fighting. He was just the face of the army trying to get more recruits in so they could go out to war. To then them throwing his ass into the war, and then he has to pretty much die every day until he gets better, pretty much learn his equipment and then learn the enemy's like strategy and then try to use that against them. It's a pretty cool premise. I like it a lot. But in terms of Tom Cruise, I thought he was excellent. I gave him a 5. I thought he was really fun. And he was, every time they kept killing him, I kept laughing because he died in the most funniest ways. When he rolled into the truck and the truck ran over him, he said, "Holy shit." So I thought that was funny. But other than that, I gave him a 5.
Yeah, well, I like him a lot in this movie as well. You know, it's true. He basically is like a PR guy. He is in the military, but he's not a soldier. And he tells Brendan Gleeson earlier, he's like, "Look, I had an advertising firm. Now I'm doing this. I'm not a soldier." I still, even rewatching it, I still don't really understand why Brendan Gleeson was like wanting him to go fight so bad. Even watching it, I'm like, but why is he so stuck on this guy going to fight? I don't get it. I don't, that part, I mean, that's more storyline, but it's not really explained that well. They're just like, "You're going to go."
I have a theory on that. I think he's tired of seeing him on TV talking crap, like, you know, this is what they do for the army or whatever. And he's like, "You know what? Let's throw your ass into the fire and see if you like it or not. Since you're always comfortable in the, you know, in the thing." Because he tried to use that against him, remember? He tried to blackmail him. So
true.
It kind of looked like that.
Maybe.
That
was like, yeah, his, I mean, to me, still, it's like kind of weird, but whatever. It's fine.
It is.
But, you know, he does go from this pretty much a coward to, you know, a badass. And I feel like that would happen if you fight the same day, you know, like 8,000 times. The one thing I do like, they never say how many times he did this. It could literally be 1,000 times that he had to do this, because they do show you a good number. I would say they probably show you about 15. You know what I mean? But there's scenes like when they go to the helicopter and she's like, "How many times have we already done this?" He doesn't really say. And even just to get to that point, it probably took a bunch of times and a bunch of times and a bunch of times. So one thing I wish they focused in on, well, I'll save that for storyline. But I like him. I didn't give him a 5. I gave him a 4. I think he's really good. To me, it's just not, you know, I think it's a good role. Tom Cruise is really good in the role. He works. I do like him. He works as both, because we already know he could do the action stuff. But he works as that kind of, you know, good looking guy who's just on TV, who's trying to pump everybody up. Like, he works in both roles. I just don't think it's like a super exciting character that I'm super invested in. But I like the storyline around him. So I gave him a 4. You gave him a 5. All right. Main villain, which is these things they call mimics. I don't understand why. They don't really mimic anything, but whatever. They are aliens. What did you think?
It's kind of hard with these aliens, right? Because, I mean, we already know what they're here for. To dominate whatever, the land and take over resources, blah, 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 blah. Every alien movie, it's kind of the same shit.
All of them.
Yeah, pretty much. But this one was actually really cool. It was kind of like the Matrix dudes, the machines that they fly, but this time they're on land and water. Like, I thought it was cool. They came through the grass, through the dirt. They came through the water. Yeah. Then you got the ones that are blue, that they're the ones that give you the time warp. The Alpha, I think it was called the Alpha. Yeah, and then you got the Omega, which that was what they were looking for to blow up. I dug it. I gave it a 5. I thought those dudes were, I mean, they were vicious. They were killing everyone, especially when the planes were coming over and everything was exploding and it was flying. I was like, "Oh my God, this is so much chaos." And I was like, "This is good chaos." I was like, "This is alien chaos." And it was good. Like, even when they show him at the first time, him landing, and you see everyone getting demolished, and then you see them coming out of the dirt, and he's like, "How the hell do you reload this thing?" And then he figured it out, and he dies and comes back.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought the mimics was actually a really... I don't know what the hell they look like, to be honest with you, because they just look like some octopus-looking things coming out the ground. But it worked for me. I thought it was... It gave the level of danger, but I gave it a 5. I didn't like him for what they were.
All right. I agree with you in that. Yeah, these are like every alien movie ever. I mean, if you're watching an alien invasion movie, the alien's goal is to wipe out people and take over the planet. We saw War of the Worlds. That's what they were trying to do. Now this one, that's what they're trying to do. Independence Day, which we reviewed. That's what, like, it's all of them, right? So that's one thing. Number two, and this is the reason I'm not giving them a 5.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way they look, but you're right. You don't get too many, like, full-on shots. They're always going so fast. You can't even see them. You just see, like, arms and legs and things like that. A couple times you get the alphas, you get their face, you know, like, it looks like there's, like, smoke coming. I don't get it, but I do think they look cool when they do show them. Here's my only gripe. And it's, I wish they didn't do this. Like, they, I feel like I have seen these, this type of alien before, in that, like you mentioned, there's the Omega, it's the brain, it's the hive mind. Like, I wish it was something different than you blow up the queen and all of them die. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's a bit cliched. And I know this was based off a manga, so maybe that's exactly how it is in the comic book. I don't know. But it just feels a little bit like, oh, okay, been there, done that. You blow up the big one, you kill all of them. So that, to me, it's a little bit been there, done that as far as the villains go. I do think they look cool. They're very brutal. There's things about them that I like that I'm going to save for storyline. But overall, I give them a 4. I don't think they're the greatest alien invaders I've ever seen. I tend to like, okay, for example, Independence Day. Like, they're trying to do the same crap, but they have a unique look. And then I like the big ships, the big, you know, it's more intimidating. Yeah. These are like, they're like ground forces pretty much, right? I didn't see one spaceship. All you see is them, like you said, coming out the water, coming out the dirt. You know, they're like troops, like on foot. So they're cool, but I gave them a 4. You gave them a 5. All right, now I already know what you're going to give. I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to give. Here, we're going to go to the action scenes. Oh, what did you think?
Dude, oh my God, come on. This thing is full-fledged 5. This is a alien. This is a 5, bro. 5 steaks. Nice. Look, this is excellent action. And the cool thing is that it's very unique action. Which, what I mean in unique is like, basically each time Tom Cruise dies is a unique way he dies. It's not the same old way he dies. It's a very unique way. He'll get rolled over by a car. He gets sliced by this machine. He'll get hit by a car when he's running, tries to get to Emily Blunt. Like, there's just unique ways that he dies. In terms of the action sequences, the third act alone is really good. Them trying to get to the Louvre. I thought that was a really excellent scene. I thought it was fun. It was very high tense, octane action scene, because you know if he dies, he ain't coming back, man. He is not coming back. They pumped the blood out of him, so he doesn't have that regeneration coming back the next day. So it gave you the element of like, holy shit, is he gonna really attempt to save the world? And he does, and I loved it. I was like, yeah, this is cool. You got the middle part. The beginning sequences is like that holy shit move. I wish I saw this in the theater. Because when the movie started with the blowing up everywhere, he had to release. I was like, this must have been really cool on the big IMAX screen. Everything going chaos from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So to me, it worked very well. I was like, you know what? That is pretty cool. But again, throughout the whole scene, it's the same shots. Like, I want people to understand something. It's the same shots because he's reliving the day over and over. But it's uniquely told. Like, you see the same shot, but it's told in a different way every time he comes back. And I think that's why I'm giving it the 5, for that uniqueness. So it worked very well from the director's point of view. 5.
Yeah, this did look awesome in the theater. I saw it in the theater. It was great. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. This is where I like the blending of... This movie kind of blends genres way better than another movie, which we haven't covered yet. It's called Battle Los Angeles. And I think that's a pretty good movie. But I think this does what that movie, you know, tries to do, but better. First of all, the effects in this movie, it's 8 years old, but they look amazing. The movie looks amazing. Nothing looks bad. It all looks great. The explosions are great. The tech. And you could tell this is a manga. It's very Japanese because you got like the mech suits. You know what I mean? You got she got the giant sword. It looks like the sword from Final Fantasy. You know what I mean? Like, it has that kind of Japanese aesthetic. But it's all, you know, American actors, whatever. It doesn't British people too. It doesn't really matter. But it has that aesthetic, which I like. And mixing that, you know, the mech suits and the swords and with a almost like Saving Private Ryan, right? Like, they're going on the beach and they're storming the beach. And it leads to some really cool action scenes. I agree with you. I think that even though it's the same day, because he's living it, he does something slightly different every time. And then it changes how the scene plays out. And I do like when he starts getting good at it. You know, he starts memorizing where they're going to pop up. So he starts shooting where they're going to come. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's some really, really, really good action scenes in this movie. I agree. The one at the end, now, again, not crazy about nighttime scenes, but the one in the Louvre is pretty cool. You could see what's going on, which is great. I like the whole thing with the, you know, I like the way the freaking, when they do blow up the Omega, it looks cool. The Omega himself, the design is cool. But most of the good action there is, you know, on the war scenes on the beach and stuff like that. And there's the one with the truck when they're trying to escape with her and Emily Blunt, and then the helicopter, and it's all really good. But the uniqueness, you already know me. If you give me a lot of quantity and then give me some unique creative stuff, you know what you're getting. you're getting a 5. So this is a 5 for me as well. I don't really have any problems with the action. I think it's thrilling. I think it looks great. It's well shot and it's a lot of fun. And it's different because it's similar to a bunch of other stuff, but put in a pot and mixed together. And that stew comes out really nice. You know, it's like, wow, I've seen this in this movie and I've seen this in this movie, but I've never seen them together. And I think it really works in this movie's favor. So I gave it a 5. You gave it a 5. Storyline.
That's a 5. I think this storyline is actually, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. For a storyline that we really know what we're going to get, right? Because you got Groundhog's Day with Bill Murray. There's other movies that have, was it Happy Death Day? Whatever.
Yeah, birthday? Happy Death Day. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I got it right. Has that same storyline. She gets killed multiple times and she figures out who kills her. So, but one thing that this worked, and I'm not going to say we, because actually you hit it more on the last episode, second to last episode when we did War of the Worlds. What was
Oblivion?
The Tom Cruise? Oblivion. When we talked about sci-fi movies and you said that sci-fi is one of those genres that you could actually do a whatever with.
Yeah.
This is what I mean. You took sci-fi, blended it with like a Groundhog's Day, and it mixed for a great result. And I thought it worked very well. I thought it was very unique. I liked it. The storyline was not boring at all. And sometimes the storylines like this with a genre like action could get boring if you don't write it well with characters. Sometimes the characters won't work well. But you know what? You had Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise helming the movie. And that's it. That's all you needed. It could have been a piece of shit movie and these dudes would have gave you the top acting of their class. And I thought it worked very well, to be honest with you. I'm not even going to go all crazy because I'm going to let you go on it.
Yeah.
Storyline is a 5.
Yeah, I doubled down on my point last week. Just sci-fi. This is a sci-fi movie. And like you said, Groundhog Day mixed in. There's some comedy there because of the death. Yeah. And then it's a war film. Like I said, it reminded me of Saving Private Ryan. Now, clearly, that movie is of true war, World War II. But it's the same concept. You got the ships landing on the beach, storming the beach. And then you got the enemy and they're fighting. And like, it's the best genre to do a lot of different stuff with, I think. I agree. I gave the story a 5. I think being adapted from a comic series, or I don't know if it's probably maybe just one graphic novel maybe, works, because those are usually a lot of detail. You know, there's like a lot of detail in it. I think that works here. You have characters that you like. I love Emily Blunt in this movie too. I think she's awesome. You know, she has this reputation of being like this super awesome killer, but you find out the truth is it's because she had the same thing he had, where she kept living the same day over and over and over, and then they let her win. You know what I mean? So it's like she is that, but also she's vulnerable because she kept dying too when they were, you know, when they were doing the stuff. So I enjoy that. I like their relationship because it's like he keeps meeting her. So he's like, you know, he can, every movie has like a slight love story in it. And he starts, you know, falling in love with her. She's only meeting him for the first time every single time. You know what I mean? And I like that dynamic between the two of them. Even at the end when he goes to meet her and she's like, what do you want? Like, who are you? And he just starts laughing like, I've already met you like literally a million times. I also love Bill Paxton in this movie too, as like the general. Oh my gosh, he's so funny. But yeah, I think the storyline, I don't have any problems. It's extremely solid. No, this was written by, one of the writers was Christopher McQuarrie, who does a lot of his movies. He directed the Jack Reacher movie, definitely the first. And he's done the last few Mission Impossible movies. But him and Tom Cruise have a really good like working relationship. And he was one of the writers on this. I think the script is great. It's funny. It's exciting. It has a cool story. It does the Groundhog's Day thing really well and different. Perfect. 5 out of 5. Overall.
You know where I'm going with this. This is taking the 5 train. Overall, I think this is one of the best movies I think I've seen in a long time. I mean, I've seen a lot of other movies, but this one is really, really good in terms of that genre of action, whatever type of action, whatever, sci-fi.
Yeah.
I think it's really good. Tom Cruise is it? I mean, I don't want to keep elaborating, but man, he's an excellent sci-fi character, actor. Yeah. He knows that genre well. He's an excellent sci-fi action actor. Yeah, but in terms of, I picked this up in 4K. It looks phenomenal. Sounds phenomenal. It's. I think it's a great transfer. To be honest with you, I think it's one of the best transfers I've seen in a while.
Looks great. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we got new movies that came out, but I mean, in terms of that movie, it looks stunning. But yeah, man, I give it a 5 overall. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah, now this is going to be kind of funny because I did give the lead and I did give the villain a 4. And I stick by my gripes with those. But the movie on a whole, I give a 10. So it's a 5 out of 5 for me as well. I just love everything else. everything else around it elevates it to, I don't have a problem with anything in this movie. You know, just because I gave the villains a 4 and I gave Tom Cruise a 4 as a lead character doesn't mean I necessarily don't like them or have a problem. Like, they fit the movie well. But I think it's great. If you like sci-fi, this will hit the spot for you. If you like action movies, it will hit the spot for you. If you like Tom Cruise, I think it's one of his best movies, to be honest with you. Just in general, it's one of my favorite Tom Cruise movies. Is it like his best role? No. But is it one of like the best movies he's in to me? Yes, I think so. It's a ton of fun. Again, the effects are great. Doug Liman, he's a good director. I don't think he's like one of the best directors, but he knows how to direct and shoot an action scene. And all the action scenes in this, like I said, are really great. So yeah, I don't really have any problems with it too heavy that I'm going to mark it down. So I gave it a 5. So obviously we know your total points should be a 25. My math is correct.
Yeah. 25
for you, 23 for me. This is, you see the critic scores, and we're not going to be the ones, the weirdos who are in the 10% who don't like it, because I don't know what those people are thinking. This movie is awesome. So, anything else to say just before we wrap it up?
I will say this, that for this month, I mean, we never talk about like the ending of when we do the theme months, but I will say this, I kind of enjoyed a lot the Tom Cruise month. There was no flubber flab shit movies that we've seen. Everything was, some of them was first time watches for me, but I'm starting to like a lot more Tom Cruise. He's not big on my radar when it comes to like movies and action movies and stuff like that, but I think I'm starting to turn the corner. Like, I'm like, okay, this dude really is his top of the line prime. Like,
he's a movie star. He's a movie star, but he really does. He has a ton of great action movies. If you think about it, we reviewed 5 action movies this month. He has the 2 Jack Reacher movies, right? That's 7. He's going on a 7th Mission Impossible. That's like 14 movies. All action movies. Which one?
Two Top Guns.
Yeah, action movies. Over 15 action movies. You know what I mean? Like, he is really good. I think he's one of those guys who's like a good actor. He's not like Oscar caliber, but he's really good. But I love that he works in the genre so much. A lot of sci-fi, a lot of action movies. Tom Cruise is awesome. I love him. You're starting to come around. He's great. Now, with that being said, Tom Cruise month is over. We had a blast. It was nice knowing you. It's time to move on to a new actor. Now, of course, next week, we're going to be doing, continuing with our Spider-Man. We only have 2 left. The next one is Spider-Man Far From Home. And then we're moving on to some grandpa action. Getting a little bit with the old scene. This is an actor who stars in what I refer to as dad movies. These are the movies that if you're of a certain age and you go to Best Buy with your dad, he's going to pick it up and say, this looks pretty good. That's this guy's movie. And for better or worse, we're going to be doing Liam Neeson month. Now, I do like Liam Neeson. I'll be honest. No. Do I like all his movies? No. But do I like him? Yes. And the first movie, I know you like the first one because I think we've talked about it in the past, but the first movie we're going to be covering is The A-Team, which...
That's some shit. That's my shit.
I figured. So the first movie, we'll start off with a bang. We're going with The A-Team. And then from there, I think the other 3 movies are more so like Liam Neeson, like solo lead. Because that's, The A-Team is more of a team movie. Just to give you guys a preview, the other ones, and we'll do it again, each week, but Unknown.
Never saw it.
Run All Night.
Never saw it.
And The Commuter.
Nope.
So these were voted. I believe I did polls for these. Some of the other choices that didn't make the cut. A Walk Amongst the Tombstones didn't make the cut. Nonstop, the one where he's on the airplane. That one didn't quite make the cut. And we did not include Taken because at some point we're going to do the Taken movies as a series. So don't come at me like, where's Taken? Well, it'll be in a 3, I don't want to watch 2 and 3 again, but one day we'll do them. So anyway, Liam Neeson month. I got to think of a clever name for like Cruising with Tom for Liam Neeson. So anyway, that's what we got coming up next week.
With that said, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. You join the Patreon, you get to see the behind the scenes making of your favorite episode of your favorite podcast. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.